Andy can use the navigation tab to see all of the Salesforce tabs. Click the navigation tab now. Andy can now choose to display accounts, contacts, cases, reports, and so on. The cases view was already selected, so click cases to return to this view. Under the navigation tab is a drop-down list view box. Click the down arrow in this box to see a pick list of all of the list views to which Andy has been given access. The list view named Andy's Cases has already been selected. Andy's manager will let him know which other list views he will access most often. Click on Andy's Cases to hide the list views. On the Unified Agent Console main screen, Andy can see a list of the cases that have been assigned to him. The layout of the main screen has been designed to show the necessary information for Andy's role as a success agent. It includes items such as case number, customer contact name, case subject, case status, priority, the date and time the case was opened, and his Salesforce alias as the case owner. Other list views may show the main screen with different columns in the layout, however. Andy can view the main screen information in two ways. Clicking the list icon displays a summarized list of all the cases in the selected list view. That's the view that is displayed now. Clicking the feed icon displays a list of all the actions, chatter posts, emails, status updates, and so on, that have been taken for all the cases in the selected list view. Click the feed icon now. You can see several updates for Andy's cases in this list, arranged in date order. Now, click the list icon to return to the list view of Andy's cases. Andy can get help with any of the screens in the Unified Agent console by clicking the question mark icon at the top right of the screen. Now let's take a closer look at the components of the Unified Agent console main screen. Most of the screen is taken up by a display of the cases in the list view that was selected. As you can see, each case occupies a separate row on the screen. To the far left of each case number, there is a checkbox. When Andy clicks the checkbox for a case, he will select that case. He can also select several cases at one time by clicking the checkbox next to each one. In the Action column, Andy can edit any case that he has selected. The Delete function is not available to him, however. Andy can follow a case, which will give him automatic updates on the case as it is worked, by clicking the plus sign next to any case. The case number column displays the unique number that has been assigned to each case. The contact name column displays the primary contact for the customer account. The subject column displays a short description about the technical issue or question for the case. The status column displays the current status of a case. It may be designated as new, working, escalated, closed, or some other status. Each case is assigned a priority when it is created, such as normal or critical. The date and time opened column displays that information about each case. And the case owner alias column displays the Salesforce abbreviation for the agent to whom the case has been assigned. Andy's alias is shown for each case in the list. There are also several action buttons on this screen. To create a new case for a customer, Andy will click New Case. Andy can use the other buttons to take actions on any of the cases, such as close a case, change the case owner or the status, follow the case, or refresh the case information. At the bottom of the screen, there are controls for displaying the items on the view. Andy can choose the number of items to display per page, and the number of cases that he may have selected by clicking the checkboxes next to the case numbers. And if Andy's cases in this list view run over to multiple pages, he can move from page to page by using Previous and Next, or by entering the number of the page he wants to display. Also at the bottom of the screen is a black bar, which contains a number of links to functions within the Unified Agent console. The phone link opens Live Ops, which Andy will use to make and receive customer calls over the network. The search link opens a search function that Andy can use to look for information that will help him research solutions to cases. The History link displays the actions that Andy has taken as he works in the Unified Agent console, entering case comments, logging calls, and so forth. The Macros link will provide access to macros that will help Andy work more efficiently in the Unified Agent console. And the Notes link will display an on-screen notepad for Andy to use for taking notes as he talks with customers about their cases. Clicking on the Stats for Andy Jones link displays dynamic information throughout the day about Andy's open tasks, assigned cases, and pending milestones. Andy can also see the current customer satisfaction ratings for him and his team, as well as the number of closed cases. The Unified Agent Console main screen gives Andy a convenient snapshot of all of his assigned cases and makes it easy for him to locate and select the ones he needs to work on. Click Next to continue the course.